In all, five candidates are on the ballot challenging U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski. If one of them were to win, the victor would get her Senate seat, but not her chairmanship of the Energy Committee. So what does that matter to you? That's what APRN's Liz Ruskin asked.
As chairman of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, Murkowski has brokered water disputes in the arid West. And she's been in the middle of other rather non-Alaskan issues, too.
We are here to look at the current state of Puerto Rico's economy, its short-term. Good morning. The committee will come to order. It isn't just the auto show that makes this hearing timely. Auto sales in the U.S. hit an all-time high in 2015. We come to order this morning to begin the hearing on the status of innovative advanced nuclear technologies.
Murkowski says she takes seriously her role in helping to create energy and resource policy for the nation.
If you take a very, very strictly parochial view of energy and say the only energy sources that matter are what we have in Alaska, it's a pretty short-sighted vision.
But let's say you are a strictly parochial Alaskan. What does her chairmanship bring you? Well, the energy bill that she got through the Senate is peppered with items she's hoping will benefit Alaska, like a pipeline right-of-way, authority for hydropower projects, and promotion of electric microgrids. A House Senate Conference Committee is still working on that bill, but it could become law. The senator has also made a top priority of a land trade bill that would allow the Mental Health Land Trust to harvest Tongass timber and avoid unpopular logging near southeast Alaska cities. Aside from legislation, Murkowski says the chairmanship lets her decide what matters deserve hearings.
These are opportunities for very specific Alaska-related issues to come front and center.
Since assuming the chairmanship in 2015, she's held hearings on Arctic oil development and on the forestry challenges in the Tongass. Her committee has heard a lot about an Alaska community that would like to build a road through the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. A good number of U.S. senators are now well aware of Teeny King Cove and its limited access to emergency medical care. Still, there is no road. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell is still blocking it. It takes seniority to become a chairman. Murkowski was in office 12 years before she got her gavel. Independent challenger Margaret Stock says Murkowski still hasn't been able to get much done for Alaska.
I'm a much harder worker, and I think I can get things done without seniority that Senator Murkowski has not been able to accomplish.
Libertarian Joe Miller says Murkowski has been unable to achieve big resource development goals because she, like her predecessors in Congress, is too focused on getting money out of the federal government.
I mean, we have got to have somebody that is out there focusing their efforts, their political seniority, and their leverage on opening the resource base rather than going the direction of the last several decades, which is a shrinking federal purse.
That's one theory, that if you spend political capital to get federal money, you have less to achieve development goals. Drew Pierce, on the other hand, says Murkowski uses her chairmanship to build more political capital. Pierce is an energy lobbyist, and she's contributed to Murkowski's reelection campaign. She says Murkowski accomplishes a lot by setting a cooperative tone. Unlike other Republican chairmen, Murkowski includes a lot of Democratic priorities in her bills. In the arithmetic of Capitol Hill, Pierce says that opens more opportunities for Murkowski to press home state issues.
So that's very important for us because it helps her take the things that are Alaskan specific and have them poised and ready to go into bills as she's making deals with the minority.
Also, Pierce says as chairman, Murkowski has more aides to work on Alaska issues. Murkowski has 22 committee staffers, and many of them have Alaska roots. Another prerogative of the chairman is to publicly confront administration officials. At budget time, Murkowski typically gets two shots at the same top officials because she also chairs the Appropriations Subcommittee that funds the Interior Department, the Forest Service, and the EPA. Murkowski often uses these confrontations to argue that Alaska has special circumstances and shouldn't face the same regulations as other states.
We find ourselves often talking about the uniqueness of Alaska.
That was EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy at one of Murkowski's hearings last year, defending the administration's Clean Power Plan. McCarthy later announced Alaska, unlike other states, does not have to comply with mandates to lower greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. Polls show the Democrats could win control of the U.S. Senate in this election. If that happens, Murkowski won't be chairman, and she won't enjoy the staff or prerogatives assigned to the top-ranking minority member of the Energy Committee either, due to Republican time limits. But if Republicans retain the majority in the Senate, or whenever they regain it, she can serve another 4 years as Energy Committee chair, and her chairmanship of the Appropriations Subcommittee has no time limit. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.